You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control. Editor's Pick of the Day. A Money Control exclusive.
The 14th of June marks 25 years since Infosys, the marquee IT services company in India, started trading on the stock exchange. This is being treated as a landmark by most media outlets because the general consensus is that Infosys, more than any other, is the Indian company that changed the way India Inc. did business. As the Economic Times put it, and we quote from there, democratization of wealth creation suddenly looked cool, unquote. It took computer nerds to infuse some cool into wealth creation in India. Let that sink in. Welcome to Editor's Pick of the Day on Money Control.
Editor's Pick of the Day.
Infosys completes 25 years in the stock market. A Money Control exclusive.
For those who are unaware of Infi's creation story, it was started in 1981 by one Mr. Narayan Murthy, along with six other engineer friends in the city of Pune, all former employees of Putney Computer Systems, with a capital of around 10,000 rupees borrowed from Murthy's wife, Sudha. We could safely assume that her loan has since been repaid, which would make us wrong. She said, recalling the initial days, and we quote her, "For 3 years, I maintained a book of Murthy's debts to me. No, he never returned the money, and I finally tore it up after our wedding. The amount was a little over 4,000 rupees." Unquote. 12 years later, Infosys made an initial public offer in Feb of 1993, and in June of 1993, its shares were listed on the Indian stock exchanges. One Money Control report recounts that while the issue price was rupees 95, trading began at a premium of 145 rupees per share. That's a 60% premium. In the same year, Infosys became the first Indian company to introduce employee stock options. At the time, the company had a gross revenue of $5 million with a workforce of 250 employees, a far cry from today's workforce of more than 2 lakh employees worldwide. However, it wasn't all smooth sailing for Infi's stock market debut. Its 16.5 crore IPO was undersubscribed. Investment banker Inam bailed out the company, while Morgan Stanley picked up a 13% stake in the company. The company's shares ended business on listing day at 160 rupees. As of yesterday, the share price has touched a record high of 1,284 rupees on the Bombay Stock Exchange, surpassing the previous high of 1,278 rupees on the 3rd of June in 2016. The company has outperformed the market this year, surging 23% compared to a 5% rise in the S&P BSE Sensex. Infosys also did business differently, as we've noted earlier. The Economic Times explains that Infosys's disclosure standards turned out to be an immediate hit. Other companies followed suit. Its whistleblower policy, norms on insider trading, and an independent board panel were all lapped up by the industry and the markets. Their management culture was more democratic too. The senior management did not have a separate canteen, lifts, or even restrooms. Good fellas, the Infi founders. Thanks to Infi's ESOPs, many of its employees with shares are now dollar millionaires. The company was also upfront about its business and results. It was the first company to start with a consistent growth policy, and 1995 onwards, it met investors and analysts and shared its yearly growth outlook. Almost no other Indian company has had such practices back then. By 1999, Infosys had reached revenues of $100 million. The same year, it was listed on the Nasdaq, the first Indian company to achieve this distinction. Well, not quite, because in an article in India Today in March of 1999, Jairam Ramesh, the then Secretary of Economic Affairs Department and now a senior Congress Party member, noted, and we quote him, "Technically, Infosys is the second Indian company to list on Nasdaq since the $30 million US registered but wholly Chennai domiciled Cognizant Technology Solutions listed in June 1998. Unquote. Is that a cosmic joke on Infosys to always fall back into second place? I'm kidding. They're still the pioneers who changed India. Jairam Ramesh also praised Infosys for embracing world-class standards in the same article, and he said, we quote him, "It is to Infosys's credit that it has been diligently following American accounting principles for the past few years so as to make its debut on Nasdaq easy. The fact that it is a professionally owned one industry company of relatively new vintage helped." Unquote. Share price surged to 8,100 rupees at this time, making it the costliest share in the market. At this juncture, Infosys was among the 20 biggest companies by market capitalization on the Nasdaq. By 2002, revenues went up to $500 million. 2 years later, $1 billion. Another 2 years and the revenue touched $2 billion. This was a time of fantastic growth for Infosys. Narayan Murthy, who had helmed the company till 2002, retired in 2006. It has been 12 years since he stepped down. An entire generation of young Indians knows Infosys' success as a fait accompli. That may just be the company's biggest contribution. It helped birth a culture of entrepreneurism and inspired kids to achieve the same success. By 2011, Infy's revenue grew to $6 billion. In 2012, it started trading on the New York Stock Exchange. In 2016, Infosys' annual revenue touched $10 billion. The media is rather tickled by one statistic that has caught everyone's imagination. Infosys' revenue last fiscal was nearly $11 billion. Its market cap hovers around 2.8 lakh crore rupees, or $40 billion. One of the few honest-to-good blue-chip companies in India, it continues to make heads turn every day. Why? Because Infosys is proof that India works. The technology giant proved that ordinary people can set up businesses of global standards and scale and stand toe-to-toe with the rest of the world. In lazy, laid-back Bangalore, of all places, where they relocated in 1983. So that statistic that everyone can't stop talking about is this one. If you had made an investment of 10,000 rupees in 1993, when the Infy IPO happened, it would have fetched you 2.5 crore rupees today. That is spectacular growth there. The management has been generous in granting bonuses since its listing. It has offered 1:1 bonus shares in 10 out of the 11 years when it declared a bonus issue. In 2005, it announced a 3:1 bonus issue. It had split the face value of its shares from 10 rupees to 5 rupees in 1999, that's 2:1. The share has been quoting on an ex-split basis since the 24th of January in 2000. As Ritesh Asher, Chief Strategy Officer at KIFS Trade Capital said, and we quote him, "If we take into account the bonus and stock splits, then the value of the investment would have grown about 2.1 crore rupees, a compounded annual growth rate of 36.2%. Number of shares after adjusting for bonus would have risen from 100 to 17,064. Unquote. But there are reservations about the company's future plans and execution. Narayan Bhatt, a Bangalore-based investment consultant, first bought the stock way back in 1996 and continues to hold on to the stock. However, his preference seems to be drifting towards other IT companies. He said, and we quote him, "Once upon a time, Infosys was the best long-term bet for investors because of its robust management, quality controls, and great quarterly and annual performance. It was a king of the software sector. That is not true anymore." Unquote. Bhatt also added that Tata Consultancy Services is now number one, overtaking Infosys in market cap and investor sentiment. He said, and we quote him, "The Vishal Sikka episode was a big jolt to investor sentiments. Until the company develops a second line of succession, it is not a long-term bet." Unquote. After being under pressure for an extended period of time on account of tightening foreign policy, corporate governance, as well as a lot of macro factors, Infosys has gained momentum in recent times. Many analysts advise holding on to Infosys for the long term. The stock is up a little over 20% so far in 2018 and nearly 32% in the last 1 year. Infosys reported a strong set of Q4 FY18 numbers, and the management guided for a 6-8% growth in FY19 revenues, which is in line with the industry growth.
Editor's pick of the day. Infosys completes 25 years in the stock market.
A Money Control exclusive.
Dinesh Rohira, founder and CEO of Fivenance.com, has this to offer as advice to investors, and we quote him, "Infosys has the potential to unlock value from digitization over a period of time. It is advisable to hold on to this bellwether to unlock the opportunity that the shifting business provides and continue enjoying the higher payout ratio." Unquote. Now, Sanjeev Hota, IT analyst at Sharekhan, says this, and we quote him, "Infosys is geared up for building sustainable growth engines through significant investments in digital service capabilities, which provides huge room for growth. We see growth accelerating with improving demand traction from banking and financial services, insurance and healthcare verticals, along with recent large deal wins." Unquote.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control. Editor's pick of the day. A Money Control exclusive.